Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. Alexander Graham Bell was an amazingly talented person. He invented the multiple telegraph, the audiometer, which is used to test your hearing, the tricycle landing gear you find on airplanes, and a host of other less well-known machines. In addition to this, he was the co-founder of the prestigious magazine Science. He served as the president of the National Geographic Society, and he spent his life working with deaf people. But the most famous of all his creations was, of course, the telephone. It also made his family and his descendants enormously wealthy. But he almost lost it all. You see, Bell never seemed to get around to submitting a patent application. Finally, Bell's father-in-law, who had financed a lot of the research, got so impatient that he filed the patent on behalf of Bell on the 14th of February, 1876, Bell's 29th birthday. And it was a good thing his father-in-law did that when he did it, because just a few hours later, another scientist by the name of Elisha Gray went to the patent office to get a patent on a machine that he'd been working on for several years. You guessed it, it was also a telephone. Wouldn't you agree that some things are so important, you need to act on them now? A heavy rain had been falling as a man drove down a lonely road. As he rounded a curve, he saw an old farmer surveying the ruins of his barn. The driver stopped his car and asked what had happened. "Roof fell in," said the farmer. "Leaked so long, it finally just rotted through." "Well, why in the world didn't you fix it before it got that bad?" asked the stranger. "Well, sir," replied the farmer, "it just seemed I never did get around to it. When the weather was good, there weren't no need for fixing it. And when it rained, it was too wet to work on." Those of you who are homeowners know the perils of allowing home maintenance to slide. But that's true in all of life. And things that really matter, there is a need to act with urgency. We shouldn't be putting them off. Consider our scripture from Mark's gospel. Mark tells us that Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. When he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the lake, they were fishermen, he said, "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." The gospel writer of Mark says, at once they left their nets and followed him. Notice that it didn't say they pondered his invitation, but rather at once they left their nets and followed him. When Jesus had gone a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, the gospel writer of Mark says, Jesus called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, and they followed Jesus. How did these men respond to Jesus' call? At once and without delay. It has always amazed me that the first four disciples of Jesus responded to his call without any hesitation at all. He was asking them to leave their livelihood, their families, the community they grew up in, for an adventure, the result of which they could not see, and yet immediately they heeded his call and followed him. That says a lot about how Jesus came across to people. But it also says much about the people themselves. Perhaps it even says more about the task he called those people to. Mark shows us a Jesus who's on a mission, a man with a sense of urgency. Someone has noticed that Mark used one word in his gospel more than any other. You guessed it, it's the word immediately. This word is used 40 times in a brief 16 chapters of Mark's gospel. The last thing Jesus wants, obviously, is procrastinators. That's pretty clear in Mark's gospel. But this is not the only place Jesus expresses a sense of urgency. In Luke's gospel, Jesus gives the same opportunity to another man who's unknown to us. "Follow me," Jesus said. But this man replies, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." To which Jesus replies, "Let the dead bury their own, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still on another occasion in the Gospel of Luke, a man said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. To which Jesus replied, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service of the kingdom of God. It's true. Jesus's call isn't one of urgency. This is the way life is. The really important things require us to respond without delay. Consider, for example, how urgent it is that we demonstrate our affection for those we love. Years ago, when the original Dear Abby was asked what letter was requested the most for reprinting, she put into her syndicated column the one that I'm about to read. Dear Abby, I am the most heartbroken person on earth. I always found time to go everywhere else but to see my gray-haired parents. While I was out and about, they sat at home, loving me just the same. Now, when I go to visit their graves, I wonder if God will ever forgive me for the heartaches I must have caused them. You may be familiar with that literary giant of another generation, Samuel Johnson. There's a famous story that comes from Johnson's boyhood. Johnson's father was a bookseller, selling books from town to town during Johnson's boyhood. Once, when his father was very ill, tired and worn down by his constant struggle to support his family, the father asked young Samuel to go to the market at a nearby small community to take his place to sell some books. Young Samuel refused to do so. His father then dressed and made the arduous trip himself, never saying a word of reproach to his son. 50 years later, the renowned and prosperous Samuel Johnson, now his name a household word throughout England, stood bareheaded for a couple of hours close by the spot in that same small community where his father once had a bookstall. He was just standing there. People stared at him as he stood there almost motionless in the midst of the wind and the rain. Johnson was remembering that time long ago when his quickly aging father asked of him a small favor and he had smugly refused. There is an urgency about love, is there not? Children grow up oh so quickly. Time takes its toll in the aging process. There are some persons whose love we treasure today who might not be with us tomorrow or next week or next year. If we're going to take time to show our love for one another, we'd better do it now. There's an urgency about the really important things in life. And one of those important things is demonstrating our affection for the people we love. There can sometimes be even greater urgency about altering a lifestyle. There comes a time when a person must change his or her way of living and do it now. Newspaper headlines have brought us tragic stories of the drug abuse that has destroyed the lives of ballplayers, movie stars, children of famous political families, as well as everyday ordinary citizens by the thousands. The opioid crisis is real. Interestingly now, it is rural communities of this country which seems to be most under attack. How low does a person have to sink? How much money does he have to spend? How many people does he have to hurt before he finally says, whoa, this is it. I've got to get control of my life. There comes a time when fighting a destructive habit or a debilitating weakness, you must say, I must stop now or it will be too late. You know, the story of Judas makes me wonder, did Judas ever intend for Christ to die? I wonder if he ever thought it would go that far. Perhaps Jesus had said something that hurt or offended Judas. That happens sometimes in a church. Maybe Judas felt rejected by the other disciples. Perhaps it troubled him that he was not part of that small circle of disciples closest to Jesus. You remember that group, Peter, James, and John? They were always there with Jesus on the significant occasions. Could it have been simple jealousy then? That Judas once then said, I'll show them. But he may never have intended for Jesus to be crucified at all. I have betrayed innocent blood, he cried out to the temple authorities as he tried to return their money to them. What is that to us? The temple authorities responded with a sneer, and they turned their backs on him. Suddenly, Jesus realized it was too late. And according to tradition, he then went out and hanged himself. It's an awful thing to wake up and realize it's too late. Many people put off making the necessary changes until tomorrow comes. And of course, far too often, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow, someone has noted, Raphael would finish painting his picture of the Transfiguration, but he died at the age 34 with the painting only half finished. Two of his students were forced to finish their master's work. Sir Walter Scott wrote in his diary, "Tomorrow we shall," but this was the last written sentence of one of Scotland's greatest writers, and it was never completed because tomorrow did not come for Walter. Charles Dickens began writing what would become his final novel, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, in 1870, with the plan of releasing a new installment every month for a year. But Dickens died before the last installment was ever written, and his readers therefore never discovered what happened to poor Edwin Drood. Important things should never be put off. Life has a way of getting away from us. So it is with people who are always putting off until tomorrow. So often, tomorrow never comes. If you love someone, tell them. If you're facing an important task, no matter how distasteful, tackle it. You're not going to enjoy doing it anymore when you can no longer put it off, then you're going to enjoy doing it now. Of course, procrastination with heeding the call of God is the most serious procrastination of all. I challenge you to find one place in the New Testament where Jesus told anybody, go home, think it over, and get back to it tomorrow. You won't find it because it doesn't exist. Jesus comes to Simon and Andrew and James and John at their fishing boat beside the Sea of Galilee and says to them, follow me. And immediately and without delay, they did just that. Jesus' invitation is always an invitation to do it now. It's especially true of the call to follow him. There are some things in life that should not be put off. Telling people we love them is one of them. Correcting a destructive lifestyle is certainly another. But the most important thing, my friends, is saying yes to God and doing it now. Amen.